Members and Personal Ministry. Education of membership is essential. Our work is incomplete if we do not educate others to be laborers together with God, visiting and praying with families, showing to the world what Jesus has done for us. God's Word declares, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. These words are spoken to every follower of Christ. Not only the minister, but every soul connected with him, is to be a worker in his vineyard. Herein is my Father glorified, Christ said, that ye bear much fruit. By his own life Christ has paid for your earnest, hearty cooperation. If you do not work as faithful missionaries, you are untrue to your trust, and you disappoint your Savior. Training contributes to church growth notwithstanding the pastor's administrative responsibilities. From the time that converts come together in church capacity, they should be educated to take up such lines of work as will not only benefit their own souls, but the souls of others. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. The Lord has given to his followers talents of intellect and energy and means. Those who are known to be men of well-balanced minds, who have the love and fear of God before them, should be appointed as elders and deacons, and through the exercise of the ability God has given them, they may grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They may plan wisely, and educate the individual members of the church to act their part in trading with their Lord's talents. By a right use of their talents they may increase their efficiency in the cause of God. The church may be visited only occasionally by a minister, and yet be a growing church, for Jesus is our minister, and we are never to think that we are left alone. Jesus never forsakes the flock of his pasture. This man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. The work requires the resources of ministers and members. The work of God in this earth can never be finished until the men and women comprising our church membership rally to the work and unite their efforts with those of ministers and church officers. It is training, education, that is needed. Those who labor in visiting the churches should give the brethren and sisters instruction in practical methods of doing missionary work. Visitors to be trained. There are those who have some experience who should, with every effort they make in dying churches as well as in new places, select young men or men of mature age to assist in the work. Thus they will be obtaining knowledge by interesting themselves in personal effort, and scores of helpers will be fitting for usefulness as Bible readers, as canvassers, and as visitors in the families.